utmost for his highest. July the 2nd. The conditions of discipleship. If any man come to me and hate not, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14, verses 26, 27 and 33. If the closest relationships of life clash with the claims of Jesus Christ, he says it must be instant obedience to himself. Discipleship means personal, passionate devotion to a person, our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a difference between devotion to a person and devotion to principles or a cause. Our Lord never proclaimed a cause. He proclaimed personal devotion to himself. To be a disciple is to be a devoted love slave of the Lord Jesus. Many of us who call ourselves Christians are not devoted to Jesus Christ. No man on earth has this passionate love for the Lord Jesus unless the Holy Spirit has imparted it to him. We may admire him, we may respect him and reverence him, but we cannot love him. The only lover of the Lord Jesus is the Holy Spirit, and he sheds abroad the very love of God in our hearts. Whenever the Holy Spirit sees a chance of glorifying Jesus, he will take your heart, your nerves, your whole personality, and simply make you blaze and glow with devotion to Jesus Christ. The Christian is stamped by moral, spontaneous originality. Consequently, the disciple is open to the same charge that Jesus Christ was, that is, that of inconsistency. But Jesus Christ was always consistent to God, and the Christian must be consistent to the life of the Son of God in him, not consistent to hard and fast creeds. Men pour themselves into creeds, and God has to blast them out of their prejudices before they can become devoted to Jesus Christ.